How you met your husband?
In the ball game. Mm-hmm. I was a cheerleader, I guess, because I was rooting, you know, we had a group for the opposite team. And we were on one team, and he was playing the opposite. He was coming from Manual Arts mm-hmm. High School. That time it was all white.
Oh, so this was a high school baseball game?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It was a high school baseball
game. So even after you were working, you were still
I was still involved with the school. And,
I see.
Yeah, uh-huh. Because they knew why, the reason that I... And he was from Manual Arts, so now it's all so different, all the neighborhood around there, it was all white. I think other movie stars went to school mm-hmm. there in Polytechnic mm-hmm. High. Mm-hmm. I met him there in the ball game, and at 19 I needed to go to the movies. We had a theater right around the corner. So we went to the movies, and then I started going out with him, and I took him home. I introduced him to my dad and my mother and the family, and he took me, and I met his parents and mm-hmm. everybody. So he was Irish.
Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Samuel Haney.
Mm-hmm.
So then we were married.
How long did you see each other before you married?
Oh, we went together about 8 months
mm-hmm.
before we were married.
How did your family feel about him?
Well, my father didn't like it too well because he wanted me to go back to school. That's the only reason. And, of course, at that time, a lot of people were prejudiced. If you see a Spanish girl marrying a white, they didn't like it too well. But my husband didn't. My dad didn't care because he suffered prejudice. He knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, don't let that bother you.
And how about your husband's family? How did
they accept me. They were they were wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law was a beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got married.
And what was he doing?
Balkanizing my husband. He mm-hmm. was. He used to balkanize tires. With his uncle. His uncle had a shop. You know, he used to work on tires, and that's where my husband used to work. Then he learned. He was a mechanic, but he really didn't like mechanic. He turned out to be a welder till he died.
Oh, now mm-hmm. tell me, when you got married, what were your thoughts about your future?
Oh, I was going to be a housewife, but I still wanted to go. I think I was one of the first liberated women, but I didn't believe the same way they did now.
Mm-hmm.
I was a woman, and I was supposed to be a woman, not a man. A man is a man's world.
Mm-hmm.
God created a man for one purpose and a woman for another purpose. But he wasn't going to dominate me. I still wanted my freedom. I think it's the Indian in me. My spirit is crushed if somebody tries to dominate me. I want to be free. Otherwise, it'd kill me.
Mm-hmm.
So I fought for that, and I've got it up till today.
Mm-hmm.
I respect my husband. I won't do anything that I'm not supposed to do, but I still believe that I want to be free.
And what does that mean? What did that mean to you when you first got married, for instance? When you were 20, here you were 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We talk, because even that young that I was, I still was set on certain things that I believed, and I owe it all to my family, mm-hmm. my mother, my grandfather, and my dad.
So did you think that you wanted to, you started to say that you saw yourself as being a housewife, mm-hmm. but you also felt you were liberated?
Yes.
You felt
uh-huh.
you
mm-hmm.
also wanted to work?
I wanted to work. I didn't want to be a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be a housewife, but I wanted to work. I wanted to see the world, what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't have intentions of just being a housewife, getting married and being a housewife, and being raising kids and being behind the stove. That was out of my line. I didn't believe in that.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think you got that?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I was born with that, and
mm-hmm.
according to this little thing that I used to grab from here and from here, I guess, I don't know. I guess I was just born that
mm-hmm.
way.
How did your husband feel about that?
Oh, he was okay. He said, okay, he trusted me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, young as I was, you know, I said, well, you have to trust me because I won't do anything to hurt you. But let me free. I mean, if I want to get away, if I had my kids, my mother always lived next to me in L.A., so I let my kids, my mother will take care of the kids when they come from school and everything, so let me go to work. Which he said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to work.
Now tell me a little bit, how much was he older than you or the same age?
The same age.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you got married when you were 20.
Uh-huh.
And then when did you have your first child?
1931.
Mm-hmm.
We were married March the 14th of 1930, and he was born January 2nd of 1931.
Oh, so you got pregnant almost right away.
Yeah, almost right away.
Now how did you feel about that?
Oh, I thought it was beautiful. I love my, he's passed away.
Mm.
My son, he was in an automobile accident in 62 and he passed away. But, oh, I thought it was, all I wanted, I forgot about work when he was born. All I wanted to do was just to make him comfortable, because it was during depression.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know what depression was. You know, my husband was off of work for a while, but I thought he was lazy. My dad was working. I never knew what depression was. I thought he was lazy.
What did you live on when he was off
the board? Well, we lived right next to my mother. As I told you, that my dad built this big house, you know, for us. So he built a little apartment. It was an apartment, but he bought it, and he built little nice places. So that was my first home. Then we moved to Huntington Park, because his family was from Huntington Park. But I didn't like Huntington Park. I had to come back home. I wasn't growing up yet on that part. So, after my son was born, in 1935, I think the depression was very hard. I mean, just in the bottom of the midst of the depression. So my husband wasn't working very steady. So then I went to work. A friend of mine says, you want to work where I work, baby? I said, good. I said, sure. What do you do? And then she said, oh, I've got to go to work. It was piecework.
Oh, let me ask you first, Bailey, when after your son was born, what you said, that, then you forgot about work.
Yes, I did.
What was your thought then of how many children you wanted?
I didn't want very many children. Mm-hmm. I only wanted two.
Mm-hmm.
Because I come from a large family. In fact, I don't think I ever wanted children. But if I did, I wanted two.
Mm-hmm. And did you know anything about birth control?
No, we didn't have no birth control, no, but afterwards in years, I think, right after the depression, the health department used to use some...
diagram?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I never did that. I never did care to go to get those.
Because you did have more children, though, didn't you?
Yes, I had three girls after that.
So you had four?
Yes, four, uh-huh. Yeah, my girls are all living and have been married. I have 18 grandchildren, and... three, four, five, six, and six great-grandchildren.
But you, your son was born in 31, and when was your next child born then?
In 32.
Oh, so, and then?
And then 8.5 years later, I had another one in 1940.
So you had two children by the time you went to work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me about going to work. Your friend was working there?
Mm-hmm. She was working at some upholstering place where they used to make cushions for upholstery. So I went to work, and they used to, it was a long strip. Then we'd fold it like this and make little pockets where the springs would go in there. Mm-hmm. And sew they were, a woman used to sew them, and then make the cushion for the... upholstery.
Mm-hmm. And this was piecework?
Yes.
Do you remember what you were making?
$18 a week. That I'll never forget. And it was during depression, so I was really making good.
Did you have trouble finding work at all?
No, I never had problems finding a job, because I always had friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I always got my jobs, with friends.
Where were these friends from?
From L.A.? Some had come from New Mexico, because when the mines start closing, in fact, people, like I read the other day, people from New Mexico and Arizona were the ones that built LA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So these are people who just lived in the neighborhood then?
Yes, they lived in the neighborhood. Very few, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you didn't have that many women working at that time. I think from the neighborhood, I think there was only four that used to work out of all the neighborhood. good, like my mother and the mothers, they never worked in their lives.
But it sounds like the neighborhood was very close.
Uh-huh. Because when people start coming from New Mexico, when their mines were closed, and then they knew that my dad, he was a leader, he was the one that came first. Then a lot of them start coming to follow my dad. Used to ride to him, and then when they come, well, they always used to come and see my dad. And my dad used to help them find a place to live. And
I see. So these would be friends of the family.
Of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see people from out of state, outside of New Mexico and Arizona. There were people mostly from New Mexico until I went to work for Lucky.
Oh.
That's when the doors were open in California and Oh, people from all over creation, and I found that so fascinating. There were some people, mostly white people, from the Middle West and all over those towns. They had different cultures, different ways. They even spoke a different dialect, different all the way around.
We'll get into that more next time. Tell me about the job in the poultry place.
Oh, yeah, I worked there, and I enjoyed it.
How many workers were there?
Oh, there they were about 10.
Mm-hmm. All women?
All women. They had a few boys, young boys, you know, the truck drivers and the ones that used to help us whenever we were, because we weren't allowed to lift up to so many pounds and no more. They always had somebody there to do that. And I was happy. I enjoyed it.
And so what was your life like here? What were your hours like?
From 8 to 4:30 and Saturdays half a day.
So how would you manage the children and all the household responsibilities?
I did it. I think that's why I have arthritis.
And your mother took care of the children then?
Yes, she did. Uh-huh. She took care of the children.
And what sorts of things would your husband do around the house? Would he do anything around the house?
Oh, well, he took care of the painting and, you know, just the regular things. I never did like a man in the house. I never did like him to wash dishes or no other. But, you know, there's things that he'd like, the outdoors and painting the house and putting floors, whatever was to be done in the house. That was supposed to be his responsibility in the yard.
Now, how much was he making when he did work? Do you remember?
I think he was making $20 a week. At that time, people weren't getting hardly any money at all.
How would you go about making decisions about spending your money, the two of you?
Well, usually I was the one that handled the money and make decisions. Of course, we talked it over, but he left all that up to me, you know, and because he used to like to drink, and he didn't trust himself with the money, so I was always making that.
Oh, now was that a problem? Was his drinking a problem for you?
Well, in later years it did. Mm-hmm. Later years it did.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about decisions about children? How would those be made?
Oh, it was both. Both of us, about the children, you know, but he trusted my judgment, I guess.
Now, so you stayed at the upholstery place until another daughter was born in 1949?
Yes, And see, I used to work, say, for instance, a while, then stay home another while with the children. Then I'd go and work. And then stay home. I didn't work steady right along until I think after Lockheed. Then afterwards, I stayed home. Then I came.
Was the work seasonal, or you would just quit?
I quit. Mm-hmm. You know, to stay home with the children. I divide my time between home and the job.
So how long would you be off and in on that?
Oh, I'd work steady. I'd say. A year, year and a half, before the war, you know, during depression.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stayed home, and then I go back to work.
Oh, so but how many times would you say you did that? Once you started the upholstery place, up until the war, what was it like?
From the upholstery place, I went to the war.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Lockheed when the war broke out.
But you went on and off at the upholstery place?
No, I was steady at the upholstery place. And then when the war broke out, then everybody started moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd go and make an application at Lockheed down in Burbank. We had to go to Burbank.
Well, tell me, while you were at the upholstery place, then you had another daughter who was born in 1940.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you take time, what happened then when you became pregnant with her?
Well, I stayed home. I stayed home until 1940, In the early part of 1942. The war broke out in 40, right?
41.
In the early part of 42.
Oh, so you quit working in 40, say?
Yes.
When you were pregnant.
Yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then stayed home until
42. Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that might be a good stopping place. So that next time we'll start with when you go get your job. Let me ask you a few things in terms of, so then you had the three children at home.
Right.
And when you would say from 40 to 42, when you went to work at Lockheed, what was your life like then, not working with the three children? What sorts of things would you do on a daily basis?
Well, take care of my children, take care of the house, send them to school.
Did they go to Catholic school?
No, they didn't go to Catholic school. And shop, you know, just I didn't have anything out of the ordinary thing that the housewives would do.
Were you involved in any activities outside the home?
Yes, in the children activities in school and in the playground. Mm-hmm. The Old Nation Boys Club was still there.
Oh.
Yeah, I went there when I was a child, so now my children was going there too. Yeah. I used to babysit for the director of the boys club when it first opened. When I was a teenager, it was only a ground. We used to have movies. They used to hang a sheet over and sit on it. Then afterwards, they build a beautiful building.
Well, tell me, when you, after you'd worked for a couple of years in the poultry shop, and then you quit when your daughter was born, what was your thought at that time about what your future would be like? What was your thinking? Before the war broke out, after you quit the poultry shop, though.
Well, I was involved in what were the children's own future more than what I was with mine. See, I was involved with their future.
Well,
how things would be, how, you know, the war broke out and what would happen. You know, you had a lot to think about the children when the war broke out. So.
Well, at that point, did you think you would go back to work when you quit that last time at the poultry shop?
Yes, I had figured I was going back to work after my children were a little big, especially the baby. But then when the war broke out, I figured it was my duty to, you know, to do something. So I went to work for, that's when I applied for Lockheed.
Okay, that's pretty good. Is there anything about those early years up until the war that you want to add that I didn't cover?
No, I don't think so. I think you covered most everything.
And all this time your father was still able to work?
Oh, yes. He worked up till 1950. Early part of 55.
Okay, then that is.